John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome! It's the Yankees pregame show! Shit. My name's Jimmy. Jake's over there. Producer Zach down in the corner. He's coming to you from the Roosevelt Studios near South. Jake's coming to you from Roosevelt Studios South. I'm coming from your Roosevelt Studios Mid-Atlantic headquarters. Roosevelt's, Roosevelt's, Roosevelt's. Jake in his little Stevie outfit. Yankees are playing today. We got a lineup. Haven't looked at the lineup yet. It's right in front of my face. I guess I can look at it now. Jake, how are you doing?
I was crying when I met you. Now I'm dying to forget you. It's me being Bob Dylan, being Aerosmith via 1989, the year Zach's folks thought about having a kid. And then they, you know, figured things out. And here's Zach. Doing all right, Jimmy. Not great vibes in Yankees land. Let's be honest about it. A horrid game last night. You know, and it's just playoff build-up time. What does it mean? The bats still need to get right. You know, we're recording tonight after the game. Be with us. Patreon people will be. Jimmy will be Celsius'd out of his mind by then.
All the trouble in the world to not give a free ad.
And we will... I was talking about the weather, man. What are you talking about?
Your butt.
Okay, well, that just seems off. So, I don't know. It'd be good to get some good vibes tonight. Check the boxes we've been talking about. Check some of the boxes. Play a good brand of baseball, just so we don't feel like this.
Yeah. Yanks will probably get to Ryu tonight because then people will be like, they got to a good pitcher. Are you happy, Jimmy? And I'll be like, not really. I don't have much faith in this team. I think I told you I wanted them to win 7 out of 10 against Toronto, and then I'd have faith in them, and that's impossible now. So, whatever. The lineup is DJ LeMay, who's leading off. Luke Voit's batting second. Hicks in the three hole. So no Judge tonight. Stanton DHing. Glaber at short, batting fifth. Gio at third base, batting sixth. Clint in right field, batting seventh. Higgy, why is Higgy in? He's catching. Oh, are they doing that? And Gardner batting ninth.
You might want to check the Twitter sphere.
Why they said that Higgy's going to start?
Boone said the catching situation is day to day.
All right. Well, then why did they do all that? Whatever. I don't really care about that. Higgy's been fine.
I think they did it to let Gary fully come back and be Gary. He had a little spurt, but. I don't know. I think Higgy's going to be a big part of the playoff run, and Higgy's been playing okay. So
Yeah, if Higgy's gonna catch Cole, might as well just play him. And he's been hitting good anyway, so I don't really care about that. Judge sitting. Hand up, and I want everyone to hold me to this next year. I fully 100% do not think the Yankees have a winning philosophy when it comes to how they rest guys and treat guys that come off the IL and on the IL and everything. Just they beat me down. I do not think, like, if Judge can play and he's been running around, play him. Let him swing. You've got 4 games left. He doesn't look amazing out there. And now we're just going to pick up the whole squad and drop them into playoff baseball. They're not ready. The whole team isn't ready for this. You can't just flip the switch. So, I mean, they'll get me excited. They will rope me in because I'm a sucker and I love this team. It's like the only thing I let my moods really like get swayed by. They do not have a playoff philosophy mindset. They think they can just drop them wherever and say, now go win in the playoffs. And they can't. So I'm very frustrated with the squad, Jake. They're really bad some nights. And then some nights when they face a terrible pitcher, they're really good. So we'll see how they do against Ryu tonight. My what to watch for is kind of nothing. Shrug. If they're just going to wait to flip that switch on into the playoffs, then let's just go to the playoffs and see if it works. Like, what do I care anymore? Who cares?
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I also think, you know, they could have a really nice 4 weeks in October, and they're still one of the favorites to hoist the title. I agree with you. I wish there was a little bit more of the old school baseball mentality, like bring it every day. Like, that's part of the beauty of baseball. You know, have that. You know, we even talked to Grichuk lately, and he was like, yeah, no, I expect to be in the lineup every day. They benched me once when I was playing really badly and I didn't really have an argument. They tried to bench me once before that, and I said, like, no, I'm gonna play. You wish the Yankees had a little more of that. They believe in what they believe, and let's hope they're right. And again, you know, a lot of that, you know, the Yankees can still do a lot of good. I think you know, the bats, they got to stay high. Monty today, you know, it'd be nice to see him look good. Again, we're not even sure his role on the playoffs, if he'll even be on the first 3-game set. But it would obviously be a nice little perk if he does look nice today. And yeah, I mean, it's been 3 games without a homer. That's kind of the what to watch for. Hit one out of the park, because you don't want to make it 4 games. So it'd be nice to check that box pretty early. And, I mean, clean baseball, like, you know, when we hop on the mics in 8 hours or whatever it is, not a math guy, you know, it would be a much nicer night if we hop on and say, hey, you know, a couple other shit games in Toronto and Buffalo, and like say Buffalo kind of stinks, but they bounce back after one of their worst performances and they look good. They don't give you necessarily reason to believe that, but they also can pretty easily. So
I think they will. I think Monty probably spins a nice game tonight, and you're like, and they want us to be like, ooh, maybe Monty gets a start. If I was silly young John boy,
I don't think last so. Year, I think
Monty, just want the conversation.
I think Monty blew that.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they're gonna play clean defense. Monty's gonna pitch well, they're gonna get to Ryu, just so we could all be like, look. That's great, because that's what this team does. Horrible, really good. Hopes up, terrible baseball. Like this, it's so weird. This team can play terrible baseball like that.
Yeah.
And then they can play like good baseball like that. Not great, good. So we'll probably, after last night, which was horrible, like they looked awful. Like at every aspect of the game, they looked awful last night. They'll probably look really good tonight so that we get the balance, but it's just frustrating.
Bad news Bears was what Voight said in his presser. So, yeah, we'll see. You know, I don't have a ton of faith in Monty at this point for this season. Be nice to get something good out of him. You know, maybe an early twin killing, something like that. Put some at-bats together, man. Frazier slides up in the lineup. You know, get one out of the park so that's not a thing, and put some rallies together against Rio.
Yeah. I was just thinking about how, like, just because Judge isn't in, now the whole 1-4 is different.
Yes.
There's just no normalcy. And that's how their play is.
Yeah.
No normalcy. All right. Do you have a specific what to watch for? You want a home run? Shrug for me. Cool.
You got it.
Pitching path to victory. Did Chapman pitch yesterday?
I rolled this.
Didn't, right?
No. Kratz did, though. Second time seeing Kratz. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even tweet about it because I was upset. Why didn't they pitch Chapman yesterday? Who cares if it's a blowout? Like, you're not saving him for closes at this point.
And in their heads, they have the final three-day schedule. They're saving his, in theory, saving his bullets for when it counts. That's how that's like everything you just said. That's how the organization operates. They don't care about Chapman getting work in a 14-1 game.
Yeah, he hasn't pitched since September 18th. 5 days. He hasn't pitched. He should throw today. I mean, he should have thrown yesterday because then you could do three appearances before. I don't know what they're doing there. I mean, whenever he does pitch, expect him to be very wild. That's how Chapman is. So they really, I mean, I was too, like, didn't care to tweet last night, but I remember being like, why the hell don't they just get him his arm live right now?
Could have served the suspension twice over by now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would hope they pitch him today, no matter what, but who knows? Sessa's not going to be able to go. Tyler Lyons isn't going to be able to go. I'm sure they have a plan with Otto because he went twice in a row and then didn't go yesterday. I'm sure they have a plan with all these guys, and it's working from the last game to now, but Chapman should have pitched one of the last 2 days.
Yeah, I think Otto, because he was still kind of getting out of his funk, I think they kind of had rules with him, but I'm guessing with Chapman, they have, you know, a work backwards plan. He's probably going to pitch that last day. And then, yeah, if a game scenario calls for him, they'll use him tonight.
Yeah. I don't know what their plan is. If he pitches the last day of the season, then maybe they want him to do the last two in a row. Don't make any sense what they're doing.
I think they probably plan on him pitching even one of the last 2 days, and then before that, it's just what the schedule dictates or what the score game.
I mean, he doesn't even have 10 innings. He doesn't even have like a spring training under him. He needs to get some innings in. Weird. Whatever. So, I mean, I don't know what the pitching path to victory is then.
It would be Monty to
Holder.
Chad and Britton.
Yeah, unless they have some weird plan with them in the last couple days. They can both go. I bet they get Holder some innings today. Lasagna, he threw 40 the last time out, though.
Good bullpen is ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. They got Biggio, Bichette, Hernandez, Grichik, Guerrero, Gurriel. Kirk is back in at DH. VR, Jansen, and Ryu.
Do you get a little scared when you see those G's in the middle of the lineup?
I do. It just seems like a storyline, like, fuck.
It's like the stat page at the end of the show. Like, the G's went 4 for 10 today.
Yeah, you can. It's like Paul O'Neill's, like, what to watch for.
Yeah.
His Bruce Springsteen, what to watch for, were awesome.
A lot of Bruce lately. That's why it was on the mind.
It's his birthday. He's old.
Birthday. They went there after Coney's perfect game. Is that why they keep bringing it up?
Is that what they were talking about?
I think so. I think after Cone's perfect game, like, almost all the Yankees and Kay went to the show after.
Mm. Hicks isn't playing. He's got a home run off of Ryu.
Hicks is batting third.
I mean, Judge. Judge read the wrong errand. Judge, Gary, Andujar all have home runs. Why isn't Andujar back up?
Kratz is pitching.
There's no sense to be made of that, right?
I think they want the three catchers, and Andujar, they're kind of looking at as a lost season. So I think that's it.
It's good, though, because his bat was hot, you know.
He got hot.
They're a very frustrating. They're a frustrating team, man. Andujar... in the month of September, in the last 9 games, had a 400 on base percentage with a 355 batting average. Kratz, third string catcher, to pitch and play first base and slot, is currently robbing his bat of being in the lineup.
I know, I mean, where would he be?
There's no place to start, but like, I don't know.
I mean, Talkman's on there for speed and defense. Same with Guardy. Same with Wade.
Yeah, just be a bat. Pinch hit bat. Could pinch hit for Gardner.
They don't believe in their catching situation.
Yeah, I guess not. Whatever. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. No one has any home runs.
The Yankees don't either.
Yeah.
We've done our part.
We've tried our darndest.
What the hell?
You go first, Jake. You cannot take any of the guys. Well, for people that just listen to this podcast, Judge, Torres, Frazier, Voit, and DJ. Judge is out. So Glaber, Voit, DJ, Clint. You can't take any of those guys.
So... my second pick should be Stanton. I just need to figure out who that one hole pick will be. I've taken Glaber. I could take Hicks. God. All right. I will take, you know, Hicks, what?
Bitch.
Okay. We talked about the G's on their team. How about Gio Urshela and Giancarlo Stanton?
Nice. I like the Gio pick.
Thank you.
I like the Stanton pick too, to be honest.
Thank you.
Who can I take? DJ. I cannot take DJ. I cannot take Voit. I can take Hicks if I wanted him. I can't take Stanton. I can take Glaber if I want him. I cannot take Gio. I can take Clint. Okay. I'm going to definitely take Clint. I'm going to take Clint and Hicks.
Okay.
Clint and Hicks. And you have Stanton and Gio.
Yep.
Zach, whose picks do you like better?
Really like Stanton and Gio.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, but I do.
It's fine. I have.
Why are you apologizing?
I have the closest home run.
You don't apologize when you pick his side.
I can.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He always.
Often, no.
The chat refers to him as Mr. Apology.
Is that true? I've been in there a couple times and I haven't seen that. Okay. cleared it up.
The chat, Ethan Roberts says, about time Gio gets picked.
Yeah. Because the whole team's been hitting so many homers the past 3 days.
Andrew Anderson says, they should put the same guys out every day. I feel like we get hurt because we rest guys too often. Guess that's a negative to having a deep roster. Yeah. Well, yes. The thing is,
yeah,
you can't look anyone in the eye and say that the rest is keeping them healthy.
Yeah.
You can't do that. We're two seasons deep. You can't do that. Can you say that the rest is causing injury? No, but you surely can't tell me it's helping keep them healthy.
It feels like the plan should be, like, they come out of spring training and they're like, all right, we're going to take it easy on the guys. And then they should hit their stride and be playing like 2 weeks straight. Then maybe you get one off day. And then, you know, in theory, towards the end of the year, you can mix in a couple more off days to get ready for the playoffs. But everyone gets so hurt that, like, that plan doesn't get executed at all. And it's just nobody plays a lot.
Yeah, but do you remember we were saying, you know, they were gonna do the same lineup for Toronto series?
Not this year, yeah.
Not this year. They haven't done it, dude. They really think they can flip a switch in the postseason.
I think the weird year has affected them even more. Especially that initial Judge comeback injury.
Judge is healthy, man. Judge can play today, and he needs to get at bats in. They should have the same lineup yesterday, today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. Then there's an off day before the playoffs. There's no need to be as cute as they think they're being. Just get everyone at bats so that we can get in a fucking rhythm and not look awful when you have a lineup full of talent.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, they'll rest guys the Miami series too.
Yeah. If Judge gets hurt today, though, I think they live in fear of that. And then it's, why are you playing him? He's been banged up. You know, ease him back in. And they live in fear of that.
It's crazy. It's bad. Hopefully there's no bad defense today.
That would be nice. Clean.
Yeah. All right. Over under. We already took the over in our daily show. John Boy and Jake Radio. Jake makes one bet every single day, and we took the over there. What's that?
Could use some tunage to go with it.
Okay, we're taking the over. We're both taking the over. We already did it on the show. Unless you're hedging yourself, Jake.
Oh, man, that would be pretty smart, right? I'll say this. I think the only thing, and maybe this should have been in What to Watch For, but it is the opposite of us going the over, which I think is a lock. All of these Buffalo games, like 5 out of 6, one of the teams has scored double digits. So expect that to happen. Yanks have handled Ryu. Jim, the one something I forgot is the recently caught Higgy games. Cole, one Davey, and I think there is one Hap. So maybe he can bring his Higgy magic to Monty and keep it under. But I'll be taking the over.
Yeah, I've almost talked myself into the under. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to. Your guitar, Zach, just shredding right here.
Our guitars, yeah.
It's nothing like Jake playing the violin, though, which I caught a glimpse of.
Thank you.
During that, yeah.
Glad you appreciated that. I always love... Zach, you've seen me do my demonstration of the different drummer faces.
Yeah,
like the,
yeah.
The drummer that gets lost in it.
yeah.
The focus drummer, the drummer who looks at his... The violinist that goes for it is always my favorite.
Dude. Someone just said in the chat that you have the widest headphones on earth, and I'm like looking at them now. And they, how do you always wind up with like weird headphones,
dude? It's my head. I have a child-sized head, so almost anything is going to look odd around it.
I didn't notice that, but they are like super. It's funny.
Zach and I were talking. A good power violinist. I mean, when they get lost in that like seizure violin mode, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Someone in the chat said yellow card, and that really like makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Ocean Avenue.
Yeah.
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 Felt so right.
You know what I like? Zach, you know, I was asking around for people to describe the way I play bass recently.
Okay.
And all I got a couple keywords that everyone said: funky, wet. Mm. Wet and funky. So if you ever need a wet and funky bassist.
That's good. Wet is good. Yeah.
Wet's really good. Yeah. Yeah. Jake bass is dry as shit.
Ooh.
Drier than Thanksgiving turkey, Jake's bass.
He doesn't lubricate his bass.
The place off Ocean Avenue. Used to sit and talk to you.
Found so good. Found so right.
Zach, have you ever sang? You've sang that on stage.
I've sang it, not in crooked ways, but just in general. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
You slut.
Oh, huge news, Jake.
Oh my god.
Someone just messaged me.
Yeah.
Or they tweeted at me. They said they changed my Wikipedia picture.
Hey.
Ricola said change your Wikipedia picture. Hopefully it sticks and it's a decent pick. Thank you very much. Zach, had you seen what my Wikipedia picture was?
I don't think I've ever looked up your Wikipedia, actually.
It's changed.
Well, it used to be. The picture of me post, it's if you just Google image John Boy, it's the second picture still. It used to be that picture was my Wikipedia picture, and it's post root canal when I had just a black eye and a fat cheek.
Is it you on Michael K?
Yeah. And it was just awful.
They gave you the bad side.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you to Ricola, I think his name is. Nice. Jake, who is your fave crazy violin thing? Question from the chat.
I feel like... it's not Chiesa.
Giezo.
More than I'd have to be. If you gave me a chance, I could take you. What's that song, Zach?
Back?
You're so muted.
Sorry, I said I was going to look it up.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
Clean Bandit.
Yep, you found it.
I just
pulled it up. Yeah. I had no idea who the artist was that did that song.
Oh.
No place I'd rather be.
Neil Amin Smith. Shout out. He quit.
He quit the band?
There's an opening. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Damn.
Someone asked my favorite instrument. Harmonica. Maybe a little slide steel guitar. Like a Jason Isbell opens with the slide steel just whining. I like that.
Yeah. Can you play the harmonica?
I can blow into it for sure.
Oh, all right. Danny.
Actually, dude, talking Yanks, back in 2018, I opened every show with me playing harmonica.
For like a lot of harmony.
How many shows straight? I was just, it would open and be like, welcome to talking Yanks. Yeah.
That rings a bell. Yeah.
I lose my breath with the harmonica pretty easily.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm just playing it. Favorite harmonica band? 1, 2, 3. Blues Traveler. Okay. Blues thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Done. All right. I think that's the show, right? We're both taking the over, which is set at 9.5. We've both been pretty good on the over-unders. I am mad at the Yankees, and they frustrate me. Jake is getting his Van Zant on, and we will be live tonight for the series recap, Burns, awards, full fleshed out thoughts, and I'm getting a haircut after this. So, does anyone have any pre-haircut thoughts?
Damn. Feels like the wrong one's getting a haircut.
Well, I mean, yeah. Katie's going to start coming to the office next week. You want her to come and give you a haircut?
Is she about to cut your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Katie's my personal haircutterist now.
Yeah, when you said going to get a haircut, I thought in my head leaving, like pre-corona times, but
oh no, I'm just gonna get a haircut. I'll probably go
getting a haircut.
Probably go outside.
Be nice. Less mess. Katie
tested positive.
Yep.
But everyone that Katie and I came in, we have a theory. We think we got it when we had to go to the hospital, and that means when we did come in contact with all of you. And my mom and her sister, everyone's testing negative besides Zach. We think we were past the, and I never even came in contact with Zach. So I don't think I gave it to you, Zach.
It's weird. Yeah.
I think you got it on your own accord.
It's possible. Yeah. We just like, I was like, who's someone around me who had it? And like, you were like,
yeah.
I was like, maybe.
We never crossed paths, right?
Yeah. I was like, well, when did you go to the hospital? If you think you picked it up then.
I forget, but maybe we did before I got any
Friday symptoms. In the office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could have had it without any symptoms, and maybe I passed you on like Friday or something. But
sneaky.
The incubator mode, the when you share it mode, is before you're most contagious before symptoms show up. So
yeah, that's my only thought, unless I got it separately. But yeah,
could have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy that everyone that we know we came in contact with, besides you, but like mm-hmm. close quarters contact, didn't get it. Crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, I even the whole week that I had it and I was with Jake and BBD, like they didn't get it. So,
yeah.
Weird stuff.
Look at Jake, though. He's immune. Look at that. He's bad.
I had it.
He looks immune.
I beat it.
Mm-hmm.
First week. First week in the fucking States. I beat the shit out of it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Come get me, Rones.
Whoa. Show a nipple.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone. See you later. Goodbye. Yankees will make us happy tonight. Trick us. Those
motherfuckers. No tricks.
Run away.